Some of us today are in a ditch. Some of us have got folk in our lives who are telling us don't jump. You need to be deaf to hell and keep your ears open to heaven, because God wants to lift you out of the pit you're in by what you're listening to, because life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Did you know that you have dynamite in your dentures?
Hello, this is Tony Evans, the River of Alternative, and that's our subject for today as we continue our series on your speech, on the use of your words.
There's power in your mouth. More power than you realize, and God has a lot to say about it.
As we look at James chapter 3, we're going to find out about this dynamite in your dentures and how it can explode for good or for bad.
Let's see what I'm talking about right now.
Dynamite is very powerful. It can help you and make life better. It can hurt you and ruin your life. You and I have dynamite, and it's in your dentures. Everyone in here has access to dynamite. Explosive power that can destroy or that can construct. It's dynamite in your dentures. Your greatest enemy is not in your home. Your greatest enemy is not on your job. Your greatest enemy is in your mouth. Because when you discover about the power and the use and non-use of the tongue, you'll have a whole different view of the muscle in your mouth. Let me write that down. I can make that a title. That 3-inch muscle in your mouth is dynamite in your dentures. So the Apostle James takes the first 12 verses of his epistle to give the most extensive statement in the Bible on the tongue, or the speech, or the use of words, or what you do with your mouth. The first thing that he wants you to know is that your mouth has the power to direct the rest of your life. Your mouth has the power to direct the rest of your life. Verse 2, for we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body as well. Okay, watch this now. We all stumble, trip up in many ways. There's not a person in here who's not made their share of mistakes, stumble. And we stumble in all kind of ways. We stumble in doing this. We stumble in doing that. We've got this problem. We had this reaction. We did this act of wrong. We stumble in many ways. We're tripping all the time over stuff. We got stuff that we shouldn't have done, that we did do, things that we did do that we shouldn't have done. We stumble in many ways. There are a whole lot of issues in this house. All kind, many ways, many failures, many mistakes, many sins. We all stumble. If you've never stumbled, then you're excused from the house. Because he says, we all stumble in many ways. We trip up about things that we have done that are wrong. But having made this broad statement that we all have failures in our lives, stumbles, he says, but to the person who does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect, that is a mature man, a mature Christian, able to bridle the whole body as well. That's deep. He says you trip over that. Maybe you tripped in handling your money. Maybe you tripped in your relationships. Maybe you tripped on your job. You've tripped in many ways. And you're trying to fix this problem in your life, fix this problem in your life, fix that problem in your life. You got all these issues going on in your life because we all stumble in many ways. But then he says, but if I can ever get your tongue right, this one thing, you will be able to deal with all the other things you're tripping over. He says, give me your lips and I'll run your life. Give me your lips, give me your mouth, and you will bridle, bring under control the rest of you. So whatever else is wrong in your life, and the many things that are wrong in my life and your life, he says, just give me one thing, and I'll cover the rest of you. You will be a mature man, a perfect man, he says. Perfect means a mature, an adult Christian who's bringing under control. Look at chapter 1, verse 26. If anyone thinks himself to be righteous and yet does not bridle his tongue, same thing, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is worthless. He says you can be a worthless Christian. And the proof you're a worthless Christian is you can't control your tongue. So your value to God or your lack of value to God is in your mouth. It's not in your church attendance. It's not in your spiritual activity. He says it's all up in your grill. All up in your mouth. For the man who cannot bridle, bring under control his tongue, he says his religion, going to church, serving, giving, is a waste of time. So a lot of folk waste their time. Because they'll come to church, but they won't control their mouth. Say that I can't use that kind of religion that can't control your tongue. Someone has put it this way. The tongue is a wet place and it can slip easily. He then comes with two illustrations. Verse 3 and 4. Now, if we put bits in the horses' mouths so that they will obey us, we direct their entire body as well. Look at the ships also. Though they are great and are driven by strong winds, are still directed by a very small rudder wherever the inclination of the pilot desires. What's your point? So also the tongue is a small part of the body, and yet it boasts of great things. Now watch this. He says, if you want to get my point, go horseback riding. Says, when you get on a horse, this 1,500-pound beast, you can move it to the left, you can move it to the right, you can steer 1,500 pounds with a little piece of metal in its mouth. God says, like a person riding a horse that has a bit in its mouth and controls 1,500 pounds, while the rest of you is heavier than the 3-inch piece of muscle in your mouth, the 3-inch piece of muscle in your mouth is so powerful that it will turn whatever other weight you have to carry. Watch this now. The horse is out of control. Have you ever been out of control? Have you ever lost it? Have you been out of control with maybe addictions, out of control with your anger, out of control with situations in your life? You have become out of control. That is, you are unbridled. God says, if you ever learn to use the bit in your mouth, if you ever learn to use the dynamite in your dentures, you will be able to steer the rest of you, like a person riding a horse can steer that much bigger beast. We have bigger things going in our lives than this little piece of muscle in our mouth. We got problems, we've got finances, we've got families, we've got work, we got all this big stuff. He says, oh, but if I can get that bit right, then that 1,500 pounds that you are carrying can be steered. It can be brought under your control rather than it controlling you. But you got to learn to watch your mouth. He says, take a cruise ship. Take a big ship. Second illustration. He says, it's being tossed around by the wind. Now, I know a lot of us have been on cruises. They got cruise ships as big as cities. And when the storm breaks out, comparatively, it's got a little teeny rudder. But that little teeny rudder will steer the ship even though it's subject to the storm. Anybody in here have a storm in your life? Something that's blowing you back and forth, that's whipping you up and down, that's driving you crazy. It is a storm, and you're trying to say, ship, settle down. God is saying, rudder, go to work. He says, the power for your life, to direct your life, like a horse has to be directed to where it needs to go, because a wild horse doesn't know where to go. And a ship without a rudder is just subject to whichever way the wind is blowing. You ever feel your life is just the wind being blown? You're just being blown about. Situations, people, circumstance, it's just blowing you. You this way today, that way tomorrow, because you're just being blown about. That's why, it's because you're not yet bridled. And the bit is not being handled, and therefore things are out of control. Stay with me here. Like a runaway horse, it needs to be brought under control. He goes on to the second point. Not only is there power in your mouth to direct your life, there's power in your mouth to do damage to your life. Look at verse 5. So the tongue is a small part of the body, and yet it boasts great things. See how great a forest is set aflame by such a small fire. And the tongue is a fire, the very world of iniquity. The tongue is set among our members as that which defiles the entire body, and sets on fire the course of our lives, and is set on fire by hell. There's some deep stuff. He says, your tongue is a match that starts fires. He says that the tongue can wipe out a whole bunch of stuff. How can my mouth do that much damage? He tells you. He said, because your tongue is a fire, the very world, verse 6, of iniquity. The tongue is set among our members, our body parts, as that which defiles the entire body and sets on fire the course of our life and is set on fire by hell. He says, the reason why your mouth, your speech, your words, your tongue can do so much damage is that it's got the influence of hell helping it.
We'll return for more of today's message right after this special announcement from Dr. Evans. Return to today's message.
So when you speak, hell is looking for an opportunity to take a spark and create a fire. He says that your tongue spins the wheel. The wheel is your life. The spokes in the wheel are the parts of the circle of your life. And he says, when that tongue gets lit, and hell throws fuel on the speech, It will send sparks throughout the rest of your life. That's why when one thing goes wrong, it begins to affect other things because it's spinning, but the spokes are attached. And because the spokes are attached to the wheel, when hell gets the wheel going, it can infiltrate all the spokes so that you wonder why this is wrong, that is wrong, this is wrong, because it's attached to the wheel. The wheel is your life. Hell is exacerbating the wheel that have been struck when you lit the match with your tongue. Because see, there's dynamite in your dentures, which is why you gotta watch your mouth. Not only that, but he gives you another illustration, verse 7. For every species of beast and birds, of reptiles and creatures of the sea, is tamed and has been tamed by the human race. But no one can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil and full of deadly poison. He's talking about the damage that the tongue can do. Stay with me because he's going to get deep here in a moment. But he said, let me tell you about the tongue. No man can tame it. No man can tame it. How many times have you tried to tame your kids' tongues? He says, no man can tame the tongue. Why? Because it is full of poison. Romans chapter 3 puts it this way. Romans chapter 3 says this about your tongue and my tongue, because it's been contaminated by sin. He says in verse 13, their throat is an open grave. With their tongues they keep deceiving. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. But his point here is that this tongue is unruly and it refuses to be tamed. Why does the devil not want you to tame your tongue? Because if he knows you ever stop him from controlling your tongue, he can no longer control the rest of you. See, that's the point. You say, the devil's got me all over here. No, the devil's got the tongue. And you'll see why in a moment. Because he knows if I get your mouth, I got your body because I got your bit. And whoever owns the bit controls the beast. The beast is your life. I will control the beast if I can control the bit. Give me your mouth and I'll control your addictions. Give me your mouth, I'll control your relationships. Give me your mouth and I will put hell inside of it because I'll throw some gasoline on your lips. This leads him to his third point. And a critical point it is. In your mouth is the power to direct your life. In your mouth is the power to do damage to your life and the lives of others. In your mouth is the power to determine life. Verse 9. With it, with our tongues, we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth comes both blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not be this way. Does a fountain send out from the same opening both fresh and bitter water? Can a fig tree, my brethren, fellow Christians, produce olives, or a vine produce figs? Nor can salt water produce fresh. Watch this now. He says, our mouths and our tongues can do what nature can't even do. We can do stuff outside of the natural order of things. You cannot go to a water fountain and out of that one opening get fresh and bitter water. You'll get fresh or bitter water. You can't do that. You can't go to a grapevine and get figs. You can't go to an apple tree and get oranges because nature doesn't operate that way. You get whatever it was designed to give. That's all. That's the way nature works. He says, but not the tongue. He says the tongue is so unique, it can contradict itself. He says, out of the same mouth comes blessings and cursings. He puts it in biblical language. This ought not be. To put it in everyday language, that ain't right. He says, that's a contradiction. That's moving two ways at the same time. He says, you bless and curse. Why ought it not be this way? Now, here's what you don't want to miss. He says, because men are created in the image of God. Now, when God created the world, he spoke. He said, let there be light. He was using his mouth. He said, let there be. When God wanted to explain Jesus to us in John 1:1, he said, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In verse 14, and the Word became flesh. When God wanted to describe Jesus, he talked about speech. The Word. So watch this. God's creative genius is in his speech. When God wanted to do something big, when God wanted to create something out of nothing, ex nihilo, he started talking. When he wanted to teach Adam how to live his life, he gave Adam his word. Why did God give Adam his word? Because Adam was created in the image of God. And since the image of God includes speech, Adam was given speech, something animals are not given. Because animals don't have the image of God. Only mankind does. And so Adam spoke. Oh, but when Slick showed up in the garden. Oh, Slick. Slick slithered in. He started talking. And he started doing what God did. Why? Because he understood something we don't get. Proverbs 18:21, a scripture we will repeat throughout the series. Proverbs 18:21, life and death is in the power of the tongue. You have the power with your mouth to kill you and other folk. You have the power in your mouth to give life to yourself or other folk. Because you are created and men are created in the image of God. And when God speaks, life came. When the devil spoke, Adam and Eve got put out of the garden and death came. Because the woman told Adam, Adam reacted and told God. And so you got all this talking going on in the garden. The devil is so good that he can make good sounding speech actually be speech out of hell. So what we're saying is, that's dynamite in your dentures. Satan wants to control your speech because he wants to control your life. But he says, if I get the bit in your mouth, I'll move the beast of your life. Because life and death has a power. And life and death's power is the tongue. If you and I get this straight, the circle of our lives will change. Two frogs were walking one day, and unbeknownst to them, there was a big ditch that they didn't see. And both frogs fell into the ditch, and it was a deep ditch. So they're at the bottom of this ditch. So they figured, we got to jump out of here. We got to jump out of here because it's dangerous down here if we don't get out. So they do what frogs do. They started jumping. They started jumping. They started jumping because they want to jump out the ditch. But the ditch was too high. They couldn't jump. They couldn't get that high. But they're trying, but they're getting more tired and more tired and more tired and more tired. But they're not making it. Some other frogs came along and saw their friends in the ditch. And it was clear that they weren't going to make it. So all the frogs gathered around to say goodbye to their friends. Hey, y'all. We're so sorry you're in the ditch. There's nothing we can do. We can't get you out of there. It's too far for you to jump out. So we just came to say goodbye. We love you. And just die easy. Just die easy. Give up and die. Don't hurt yourself more. But we just want to let you know we care about you, but die easy. One frog gave up the ghost. He was too exhausted. He just lay down and fell asleep in death. But the second frog kept jumping, kept jumping, kept jumping, kept jumping. They said, all you're doing is killing yourself. Give up, give up. But he refused. This frog just kept jumping, jumping, jumping until, to the shock of the frogs up top, he literally leaped out of the hole. So his buddies are trying to figure out, how could this be? First of all, you were tired. You've been jumping all this time. It's so deep. How could you do this? So they went up to the frog, finally out of the hole, and they said to him, how could you do this? The frog looked at the group and said, I'm deaf. The only reason I hear you now is I'm close enough to read your lips. But when I was down in the ditch and saw y'all doing this, I thought y'all were encouraging me to keep jumping. So I just kept jumping. I thought you were telling me to jump. You were waving your hand, telling me to jump. Some of us today are in a ditch. Some of us have got folk in our lives that are telling us don't jump. You need to be deaf to hell and keep your ears open to heaven, because God wants to lift you out of the pit you're in by what you're listening to, because life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Well, as you can see, this is explosive power in your mouth, for good or for bad, and we want to use it for good. We have a lot more to share with you on this subject of your mouth. It's called Watch Your Mouth. It's a brand new book that we want to make available to you for a gift of any amount to support the ministry of the Urban Alternative. Your gift will help us to keep the word going forth. And during this month of August, when a lot of people are moving around on vacation, getting ready for school, the support often gets low. And so we need you to be extra kind in your gift to us, so that we can be strong in this month to get the word out to you and so many others. So, Watch Your Mouth, a gift of any amount. Call us at 1-800-800-3222 or log on to tonyevans.org. We'll look forward to getting Watch Your Mouth out to you right away. God bless you. Thank you for giving us the privilege of ministering to you. Be with you again real soon.